What we both recall is we were talking about the entrance at the top by the boys with the YMCA field that I've talked about. Now, there was the stable, which was converted into changing rooms. And I said there was another building on the other side, which was a workshop and where the kiln was kept. Now, there was another cottage, as we said, next to that, and there was a family in there.
Sweeting.
Now, our licence to actually use that entrance very much depended on their goodwill.
Right.
If we made a noise, it was raised in assembly, and then our tenant,
Did it cross their land, or was it just that you came very close to their...
I think Sweeting, if that was the groundsman here.
It was right. Oh, they had to do with the farm. I don't know. Yeah, you see, because this had been a farm, you see, and there was still this transitional feel about the place. There was this residual... and the residual sort of farm feeling about it.
There was,
because there's a horse in the paddock, across the
and
there's a duck pond, which is top of the old Golden Hill playing field. This is sort of the old farm field, really. You've still got the feeling of the place has been quickly converted from farmland into a building or a building site. Yeah. And many of the characteristics of the old farm are still.
Yeah.
I think the cowshed was used for the cutting for the field, the cutting machine. But we weren't encouraged to go there.
No, they had a big gang mower, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah.
We're talking as well. I mean, you know, the end of Phoenix Grove, where that house is, that new house. That's where the school meals were cooked.
Mm.
That was a kitchen there.
Yes, I'd heard about that. Yeah. There was a refectory. They served meals to schools in the surrounding area, didn't they?
I think they did. Henley's, I think Bishop Road as well.
Probably, yeah. Westbury Park.
I mean, it was only a Nissen hut.
Because a lot of people, used to sort of bring in packed lunches and so on. And there was a big campaign to get children to have school lunches.
Yeah.
And they had a dinosaur, and he was Dinah, the Avon School Dinah.
That's the grassy knoll that used to go down. Yeah. The cowshed used to go down here.
Right.
You used to go along here. And that rounded building was sort of more on its own. There wasn't this annex there.
Right.
It was much more sort of conventional. This is what this piece added to. It was a conventional, a bit like the front of the of what's now Primark.
What do you remember?
I remember when I first came here, I remember like some year sixes coming in and the team captains came in and did some fun stuff with us. Then in year four, we didn't do anything with the team captains because I think we got used to the teams.
Remember Miss Matthews? Was Miss Matthews there? Very glamorous. She won awards in what we call now health and beauty.
Oh, right.
Not swimsuits and bikinis, but just a natural beauty, yeah. She became Mrs. Cook in the end.
No, I don't remember the name.
I was with her for quite some time.
We had one teacher one year, Mrs. Haddy.
Yeah. I've heard of Mrs. Haddy.
Yeah, she was lovely. She taught me in the room we were just talking about, class five it would have been then. She Monday morning would always start with a sing song with her, so we'd all stay behind after assembly and we'd have a sing song before she took us upstairs for lessons and things like that. She was lovely. And then Mrs. Quinn I had in the second year.
Maggie Crumpton.
Well, I didn't know Maggie. She wasn't here.
Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis was the lady I took over from. Who's still alive.
Is he?
She's actually in St. Monica's now.
Right.
But I think Maggie Crumpton was...
I see her daughter.
She worked with Mr.
Yeah,
Charles.
You knew that lady. So one, two, three. And then after me...
Because Mr. Orton must have been here for quite a long time because he was still here when my daughter, certainly, if not the two boys, came through. So he must have...
Because I remember starting off with a manual typewriter and then an electric typewriter.
Well, Jeff,
she wouldn't get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want an electric and then I didn't want a computer.
No, but you had the electric one, do you remember? Yeah. It took me four years to persuade you to let that electric typewriter go. She had it on that desk, do you remember? Yeah. And you said, oh, you've never known this might
and
be
And I still can't get on with it. Sandra's got a laptop, but the keyboard, they're just too tiny, aren't they? Can't cope with that.
Your cousin,
Jennifer, my cousin, sat through one of those windows.
Oh, really?
She went backwards and backwards through I'm sure it was, yeah.
Oh, those terrible little tubular seats with those low central gravity.
Yes. I think they were fairly low in those, so they're quite large.
Yeah.
And she backed into something, and she backed into something. Yeah. And, backed something.
It's the little things you remember in a way, not the major things, isn't it? You know, when you think about it, it is all the little things.